past weekend, there were more than a dozen mass shootings across this country. 4,000 more people shot and killed by guns in 2020 compared to the year before. Is there a crime problem in this country?
Well, I would say certainly there is a guns problem, and that's something the president would say.
Yes. Well, certainly there's a guns problem. Inanimate objects are the problem. Not criminals or crime, but the vehicle by which crimes are committed, you see. You can't ban crime. That's already been done. But you can still ban guns, and that's their thinking there. That was Colonel Kleb from Russia with Love. Jen Psaki. The White House. La Casa Blanca, as they call it down there in the Biden administration. El Casa Blanca. That's Espanol, you know, for Democrats following along at home. It is, it's quite remarkable. Well, no guns are the problem. That's probably it. Yeah. That's like in drunk driving accidents saying cars are the problem. And again, for Democrats listening along, the problem in drunk driving deaths is not cars. See, the cars are not the problem. It's the alcohol and the people and the, it's the man in the mix. That's the thing there. Guns are the problem. Yeah, yeah. Right. And the problem with that whole Titanic thing was the, you know, was the ship. It was the, I tell you, they living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. Little Beatles lyric, got a Beatles lyric going there. Happy Wednesday to you and welcome. Wonder what Bill Clinton's doing today. And how about Hillary Clinton? Now, what is going on with Hillary Clinton? We haven't heard a lot from her. You know what that means? That means she's plotting. That means she's scheming. She's up to something. She's a sinister figure, sinister person. And when you don't hear from her for a while, you should probably put a wiretap on her, maybe a tracking device, find out what she's up to, because, you know, it's nothing good. That's for sure. But, you know, she's been drinking a lot. She's in her cups a lot, and she's very drinky. And very often, you know what she's doing, don't you? And mornings like this morning, waking up once again, face down in a pool of her own vomit on the kitchen floor of one of her mansions. Secret Service agents standing over her, shaking their heads, arms akimbo, saying, tisk, tisk, here she is again, with her face stuck to the floor on account of the dried vomit where she passed out last night from her drinky binge. Because she's still very bitter, you know about that. I mean, she was bitter before she lost the election in 2016, and then she really went crazy. You can hardly blame Bill for staying away from her at this point, can you? No, who can blame Bill? Nobody can blame Bill. So we've got all kinds of good stuff for you today. We've got category COVIDiots. We've got COVIDiots, good stuff. There is an effort, Republicans now, in the Congress, no less, are looking at firing Anthony Fauci, getting Anthony Fauci fired. And they've come up with a bill that they created. They made an acronym out of the name of the bill. You know, they love to make acronyms out of everything. They love to make acronyms out of, because they're government people. And this is, constitutes creativity, I guess, in the realm of government. But an effort by Republicans in Congress to get Anthony Fauci fired from his job. He's only been there in this capacity since 1984, so he's probably got another 30 or 40 years left in him. Just look at Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden's just getting warmed up. It's like the best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Joe Biden in the White House, isn't that wacky? We are, did I mention this? At 888-630-9625, the telephone number, 888-630-9625. And we've got, you know, the Democrats racialize everything, of course, and that means the media as well. In fact, they've got a section in the Washington Post. It's called the style section. Generally lacks style. They don't have a lot of style, but they call it the style section. And they've got Democrats that type up little essays they publish in there. And one of the Democrats today, they've got a piece. It's a food. They've got like a food thing. It's kind of a food. Or is this the food section? Maybe it's the food section today. They've racialized food. Recipes are about race. Turns out, you know, like if they're doing a story about rutabagas, they have to, the focus of the story will be how rutabagas have affected race, the history of race in America, and how race has affected the history of rutabagas. That's the, everything is through the prism of race because... How can I put this? Because they're racists. That's the thing. You know, the party of the Confederacy and slavery and the Klan, and Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors and Sheriff Bull Connor and George Wallace and Orville Faubus. Nobody remembers Orville Faubus. His name is kind of lost to history, isn't it? He was the Democrat that stood in the schoolhouse door at Central High in Little Rock, Arkansas. Republican President Dwight David Eisenhower had to send in the 101st Airborne, not a well-known Democrat outfit, to move this lumbering tub of Democrat out of the front door of Central High, but in Little Rock, Arkansas. But never mind that. Also, they've got more on the Wu. We got so much stuff on the city of Wuhan. That's the city of Wuhan is once again in the news. In the news. And the Biden administration and the media are pretending together because, you know, it's a circle fest in a hot tub with them. And they're pretending that the Biden administration is pushing for a full investigation into the origins of the death of the and the the COVID-19, they like to call it the SARS CoV-2 and all this stuff. They got a lot of different names for it, but now they're pretending that they want to investigate. It's pretty much a lie. They're lying, but it's enough for the news media to carry their water for them. That's the arrangement that they've struck, is that the Democrats come up with something that at least doesn't completely humiliate the phonies in the news media while they print up these press releases for them. So they've got this this thing going. And I'll get into that because it's a complete fraud. It's, now that the too many stories came out about giant neon arrows flashing red at the laboratory in Wuhan, China, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And finally, the news media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, had to say, gee, maybe those idiot Republicans who are wrong about everything were right again about this, like they're right about everything over time. Hey, Russian collusion, Trump can't win, Hillary can't lose, Covington Catholic, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Abuses of the FISA court using Hillary Clinton's opposition research as fake intelligence. So you can spy on the political opposition. No big deal. Republicans have been right about everything all along, just by the way, for 5 years. I'll just leave it at 5 years for now. We could go back further because Joe Biden's been wrong about everything since he finished up his service in the Civil War, the U.S. Civil War. He was a civilian, never mind. And also in Washington, D.C., they've got a big story in the Washington Post today. Black in D.C., black in D.C. have 8 in 10 coronavirus infections. Not even blacks with an S on it, just black in D.C. Technically you could phrase it that way, but it sounds racist. I think they're racist is what it is. Black in D.C. have 8 in 10 coronavirus infections is the headline in today's Washington Post. That's probably because Kamala said that she would never take a vaccine that was created by Trump. Thank you, President Trump, for the multiple vaccines and saving the world. Once again, the United States government saving the world. Remember, the New York Times estimated that we wouldn't have vaccines in arms until 2032. That's another 11 years from now. But never mind that. President Trump, Operation Warp Speed, got things going, all that stuff. The Wuhan Lab, we have a Wuhan Lab category as well. More than a year ago, you see, is great stuff. Because more than a year ago, the headline was, sources believe coronavirus outbreak originated in Wuhan Lab as part of China's effort to compete with U.S. The only thing is, that was Fox News' headline, and every other fake news organization was lying about it and covering up for the communist Chinese. And you see this guy, what's his name, John Cena? Is that his Cena? The wrestler guy who makes movies now? And he accidentally offended the communist in China. So he had to come out and groveling, big muscle-bound guy, wrestler guy. And he had come out sniveling and groveling. And he apparently speaks Mandarin Chinese. And came and he apologized in China. Either there, he had to learn it real fast. Doing a lot of business in China, Hollywood is. So they're quick to grovel and snivel and kowtow, I think is the right term. You're familiar with kowtowing, perhaps? It's a ancient Chinese ritual, kind of like Joe Biden quoting Chairman Mao. That's an ancient Chinese ritual, too, because he's ancient and he's performing Chinese rituals. But that's another thing also. So kowtowing is an old Chinese ritual where a subservient person gets on the ground, flat on the floor, and they have to perform a series of motions and movements and maneuvers and poses to show your subservience. That's kowtowing. It's where the term comes from. And that's what this Hollywood actor guy, big muscle-bound pro wrestler guy, did yesterday because he offended communists in China, the most murderous and blood-drenched regime in the history of humankind from Chairman Mao Zedong through today. And the Democrats, and honestly, another part of this that I haven't talked about enough, I think, is the news media, the corporate media, and other big industry as well. They've all entangled themselves with the communists in China with their slave labor, and they call it cheap labor, inexpensive labor. A lot of it is slavery, which is real cheap. That's about as inexpensive as labor gets. And the Chinese are in favor of that, and they do that now. They maintain hundreds of thousands, if not more, possibly a couple of million slaves, and enforced labor camps. And they make Nike shoes for LeBron James, and so he can get rich and buy fuel for his Gulfstream jet and stuff like that. And the Hollywood people certainly are in it up to their eyeballs, and they could care less because they're a bunch of commies anyway. Of course, they're rich capitalist commies. They're too stupid to know what they're doing for the most part, and greedy and so on. And you know how the left always talks about greedy corporations and stuff. The point here, when you're groveling and sniveling and kowtowing to communist China for a few more pennies, then, first of all, you have no moral compass whatsoever. You don't stand up for what's right, even though you posture and pose about standing up for justice and all this stuff. That's all absurd hypocrisy. But in any event, Fox News was reporting it a year ago, and it was actually April 15th of 2020. Sources believe coronavirus outbreak originated in Wuhan lab. That's the headline from Fox News more than a year ago, 13 months ago. Now, the news media is waking up to that yesterday and today, apparently. They're big liars. They lie to us all the time about almost everything, the news media. They politically corrupt every story. It's really something to see. And then we found out something CNN was leaked the story yesterday so they could spin it for the Biden administration, which they dutifully did, of course. Turns out the Trump administration and the State Department under Mike Pompeo, West Point, number one in his class, and Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, they launched an investigation through diplomatic channels and using intelligence agencies, which really you can't trust anymore either. To investigate, the Trump administration started an investigation into the origins of the little virus from the big city of Wuhan, okay? And when the Biden people got in, they looked at that, and the deep state bureaucrats at the State Department objected that we would look into the origins of the virus that's now killed 3.5 million people. By the way, I think 2/3 of the Americans that have died with the virus have died. Is this actually true? Since Biden took office? I'm going to have to look at this. But I think it's all his fault. It's all on him now because more people have died under him, which is how this worked until he took office, and then that isn't how it worked anymore. You know this. But it turns out that the Biden people came in. They found out that that an investigation had been launched by the previous administration into the origins of the virus, and they killed the investigation. That's what they did. They immediately put the kibosh on the investigation into the origins of the WHO. And, what do you do about that? This is a very corrupt. And why are they, they're kowtowing, just like this wrestler guy. They're kowtowing to the communist Chinese. A lot of corporate America grovels to the communist Chinese. Don't say their name when you're talking about the virus, and because that's, everything's racist. The sun coming up today was racist. The air in the sky is racist. Everything is racist. It's amazing. So we get into that. The Biden administration corruptly halted the administration. Why are they in the pocket of the Chinese communists? I want to know. We've got a whole category dedicated to racism. And we got Black Lives Matter being taken up by U.S. embassies around the world, too. That's another Biden thing. And I've got some statistics for you. How many African-Americans have been murdered since George Floyd died a year ago yesterday. Also, did you see the family at the White House yesterday, George Floyd's family? One family member didn't make it, stayed in Minneapolis to protest and complain that Biden wasn't listening to her, George Floyd's sister. It's like, well, you were invited. You could have told him in the Oval Office. Instead, you're yelling it into a bullhorn back in Minneapolis. We got updates on the border. And, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's really something. And the who's that? A Republican member of Congress made a comparison. She made a reference to Nazis, you know, and these vaccine passports. And the news media, the Washington Post among them, very upset. You can't make those comparisons unless you're a Democrat, of course. That's coming up. And we've got police stories as well. The Democrats are an anti-police party. They're pro-criminal. It's pretty straightforward for them. And, of course, Biden is a goober-brained nincompoop is one of our categories as well. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I marvel at the Washington Post every day. Wow. They're just amazing. Everything is race. Today, the food section is race. They've got a story about the weather, but it's about race. You'll be surprised to learn it's really a global warming story, but it's about race. And there are some funny elements that they don't recognize coming up as well. And boy, oh boy, Marjorie Taylor Greene in the news, Republican Congresswoman. Right now, let's go to the telephones. We have time? Yes, we do. Let's go to Jeff calling from Ashburn, Virginia. Jeffrey, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yes, sir. A pleasure to talk with you. When I hear you on the radio, it's good to know I'm not alone in seeing the outrages that are going on. What I want to talk about is you know you're talking about critical race theory. Uh-huh. I think. What we need to counter that is have, I wouldn't call it critical Marxist theory, but we need to educate kids about what Marxism is and how what a shameful, murderous ideology it is. And I also wanted to make a quick comment about the Democratic Party, if you have time.
Sure, sure. That's why we're here.
Well, it's kind of humorous. You go into your things. I think we both agree that it was the party of slavery then and now as far as they endorse socialism.
Sure.
Would you?
Of course. Yeah, well, of course. Absolutely. You bet. The Democratic Party. Yeah.
So I think you call the Republicans the GOP. Why don't we call the Democrats the POS, the party of slavery?
Well, and it's a little double entendre you have there, too, with POS, if I understand my internet abbreviations correctly, and I believe I do in this instance. Jeff, they are the party of slavery. They're the party of the Confederacy and of slavery and of Jim Crow and of the Klan and the soft bigotry of low expectations.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Yes. Yeah, yesterday, the one-year anniversary of George Floyd tragically being killed under the knee of police officer Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The city has been trashed since the neighborhood that, what do they call it, George Floyd Plaza or something like that? A number of people have been murdered there since George Floyd and shootings. There was another shooting there yesterday. It occurred while some news people were live on the television or something like that. We have that coming up. Also, you know, you want to keep in mind what's happened since then with skyrocketing crime across the country, which, of course, disproportionately impacts people of color, as the news media like to say, POC, maybe POC after not too long because they like to, you know, they like to turn everything into an acronym, abbreviations, and then morph into acronyms and all that stuff. A piece on the weather on page three of the A section of the Washington Post today. Heat hits low-income and minority communities hardest. It's a heat. It's heat. And, you know, when you pass election laws, you pass an election law, it applies to everybody equally. But somehow it affects people of color differently than it affects people of not color, see, P-O-N-C, P-O-N-C, people of not color, people of no color. That is ridiculous, of course, but it's what the Democrat Party peddles and the media, too, but I repeat myself. So heat, you know, we're talking about the temperature of the planet Earth. Heat hits low-income and minority communities hardest. You'd think it would hit people whose ancestors came from Scandinavia and Germany hardest, you'd think. But apparently you'd be wrong. It's right here in the Washington Post. It says, marginalized groups see higher vulnerability in most cities, comma, study finds. Who do you think did the study? As the world warms due to climate change, the story begins. Two studies, they always have two studies. So yesterday they had three studies that showed something that wasn't true. Two studies released this week, they're just this week they were released, show that heat exposure and related health issues are already having an inordinate impact on people of color and low-income communities. This is about balkanizing the country, pitting people against one another. It's about a victim class and an oppressor class. In this case, the oppressor class is the class with air conditioning. And the oppressed class is apparently the class without air conditioning, honestly. And then they have a big picture. This is page three. So you turn, you know, from page one and there it is right in your face. And they've got a photograph, kind of an aerial photograph that was taken in, where is this, in Phoenix, Arizona? I think it's in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, people stand in the shade in Phoenix, it says. A study found that in almost all large U.S. cities, people of color had higher heat exposure than white residents, white residents had a lower heat exposure. That's the new heat exposure index. We must not allow a heat exposure gap. I got to pound the table in the war room here. And it says, heat is the number one weather-related killer, one expert said. Really, heat is greater than hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and mudslides and all that stuff? What about those tornadoes in Central America? Because that's why everybody's fleeing. I know that's what the Biden White House told me. While another expert, they have experts all over the place, warned that no U.S. city is ready for the risks. And the Democrats want you to stop using air conditioning because it uses Freon, and that's bad for the environment. So they're the ones that want to shut your air conditioning off and have been arguing to shut air conditioning off forever. But in any case, there's a photo here, and it's got people. There are people standing at a bus stop, what appears to be a bus stop. And the people, I guess they're supposed to be people of color. They're standing in the shade in the shadow of a street light. And the thing is, they're dressed in full-length black clothing with long sleeves and black, it looks like sweatshirts, very heavily wrinkled. And one guy's wearing a hat or a hoodie. And this is, you know, I got an idea. If you live in Phoenix and it's getting hot, don't dress like you live in Norway in December. Just a tip. See, over on the right side of the picture, there are a couple of people, probably Caucasian, walking in short sleeve stuff and a short skirt on the lady. But there it is, because the, you know, the weather affects people of color more than it affects white people. The heat, even though, you know, you'd think based on ancestral things that people from Scandinavia would have a tougher time with the heat than people that come from Equatorial Guinea. But apparently the Washington Post lets us know that that's wrong. Also, they got a big big story today, and it's the front page of one of the sections here. I guess it's the food section or whatever it is. It's about barbecue, and the exciting news is about black people's contributions to barbecue, because when they talk about food, food has to be about race. That's the thing, and when it's barbecue, I think it's racist to talk about barbecue and black people in the same discussion, but that's, you know, that's the Democrat Party. I mean, the Washington Post. So it's okay with them. I guess it's okay with all of us, right? That's how that works. So Floyd's family remembers, front page above the fold, big photograph with attorney Ben Crump. Isn't he also a reverend or something? Because everybody's pumping their fists in the air. Got the fist in the air thing. The left is always big on the fist in the air. That's a communist thing, the fist in the air deal, pumping the fist. And, you know, George Floyd was no saint. Anybody, you know, his record has been scrubbed, I guess. But he had a lengthy criminal record, very lengthy criminal record. And it's, you know, it doesn't mean, but he was, there he was passing a counterfeit $20 bill when the store owner, who, by the way, is a minority and an immigrant, called the police. And then they came to arrest him, and he got really freaky on him, and he was resisting arrest, and the police misbehaved, and then he was charged with crimes, and he's been convicted. And he's likely going to spend, if not the rest of his life, decades in prison for this. And the, you know, the hero of the revolution, the Democrat Party hero, how many times was he in prison? Four times or five times? It was either four times or five times that he was convicted of major crimes, and he was sent to a penitentiary to serve out his sentence. And one of them was for a home invasion where he held a pregnant woman hostage by pressing a gun to her pregnant belly and all of that good stuff. You know, they broke into the woman's home. And we're holding the people hostage, robbing them, of course, and the gun to the belly and all this stuff. You just, you know, got to keep in mind that the hero of the revolution is, you know, it's really some. So 2007, George Floyd barged into a woman's home, held a gun to her abdomen in front of her toddler. And he got 5 years in prison for that one. And you know, the pregnant woman thing. Now, I just think if Republicans were holding this person up as an icon of some kind, I think the news media might not tolerate that. I think that if Republicans were holding up, let's say he's, you know, a white guy, five times in prison, held the pregnant woman hostage, pressing a gun against her belly and all that stuff, and all these gun crimes and, you know, the counterfeit. And it's a terrible thing. Police officer has been held accountable and then some. And the other three police officers, you know, they postponed their trials until next year. It's an election year. They want to bring the riots closer to the election, I think, is the Democrat Party plan. And, you know, holding her hostage, pressing the gun against her abdomen in front of her toddler, the toddler, and all that stuff. And yesterday, I guess to commemorate the anniversary, somebody was shot and not killed, but shot at George Floyd Plaza. We got that going for us. But the front page of the Post again, above the fold. Floyd's family remembers, in Minneapolis and at White House, a mix of grief, frustration, and determination to act. Now, a couple of Democrats typed up this press release for them, and President Biden met privately with a group of George Floyd family members at the White House on Tuesday, assuring them he still hopes to sign police reform legislation named in honor of their brother, father, and uncle, who was killed 1 year earlier by a Minneapolis police officer. Now, there are so many things to say about this. At the very moment the many in the family were gathering at the seat of American power, Floyd's younger sister, Bridget, was at a memorial event in downtown Minneapolis, expressing her frustration over the lack of progress. Now, she had been invited to the White House but opted not to come, you see. And she said, "My message to the president, get your people in order," she said. Okay. She did not join her family in Washington, she said, because Biden had not reached his goal of signing the legislation by the anniversary of her brother's death. Now, I guess you could have gone to the White House and told him that in person in the Oval Office, and it might have gotten across better because he doesn't read the Washington Post or anything else because he can't read. Little problem. She didn't see the point in traveling to Washington unless it was for a bill signing. Oh, okay. I see. She said, "I think Biden needs to make it right. He broke his promise, but I'm going to give him a couple more weeks to see what he comes up with." Okay. Well, that's all right. That's what we got going on here. That's what's up. And there was a melee in Minneapolis, of course, because it was the anniversary. And forget Minneapolis. There were also riots because the Democrats love a riot. And I got another one today. What is it? Oh, the New York Times changing the headline. They said that all the anti-Semitic attacks by Democrats and their Palestinian terrorist allies in the United States, America, that New York Times wrote in their headline that the attacks on Jews in America was a gift to the right, a gift to the right. Then they altered the headline. They changed the headline because they're corrupt. You see, the New York Times and the people that work there are very corrupt. And when I saw that, oh, that was a gift to the right. I got to tell you, the riot at the Capitol on January 6th was a gift to the left. I said it on January 7th that this was the Democrats are going to seize on this. And boy, have they seized on this. They're really making hay out of this whole thing. It's quite remarkable. But there were riots yesterday, too, because the left is a violent political party with lots of criminals. And the criminals have organized into mobs and groups. And they've been rioting from coast to coast for well over a year now. And dozens have been murdered. Thousands have been injured. Thousands of businesses looted and burned. Billions literally in damage. Everything I've said is quite literally true. And never mind that. So they're still rioting. And Joe Biden yesterday, when he landed at the White House, and they set up these situations. So we have this Joe Biden on the South Lawn audio. I know it's really hard to hear. But he's such a goof. He's such a that he's babbling incoherently, and they don't interrupt him, and they don't shout over him like they did with Trump. And he doesn't take all their questions like Trump did, and they're fine with that, unlike they were with Trump. And because were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. But when Lunch Bucket Joe came, do we have that on the South Lawn, Michael? Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Talking about George Floyd's daughter. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Gropey McGropeface. Was he sniffing her inappropriately and stuff? Joe Biden yesterday talking about George Floyd's daughter.
First thing she did was she ran into his girl arms around me, gave me a big hug, and wanted to sit in my lap. And we spent, she also loved the idea that she said, "I'm really hungry." And so. She said, "Do you have any snacks?"
What did you give her?
Well, we gave her, my wife would kill me. We gave her some ice cream. She had some Cheetos, and I think she had a chocolate milk. I'm not sure what the third one was.
Yeah, really hard to hear. And one of the reasons I wanted to play that is because they deliberately set these things up so that they're hard to hear, because they know that he's going to say things embarrassing. embarrassing things all the time. So they rev up the helicopter behind him, and then there's no microphone. There's just what they call camera mic. Instead of having what you would normally have, a shotgun mic on a fishpole, a long microphone with a fuzzy cover on it, on the end of a telescoping aluminum pole, so you can get clean audio. But they deliberately set up these events so that you don't get clean audio of Biden, so they've got plausible deniability when he says ridiculous things. But what he said there was that the daughter of George Floyd hugged him, ran up to him and hugged him and wanted to sit in his lap. I'm like, don't you know anything about this man? And he fed her Cheetos and ice cream. And he said, my wife would kill me for giving Cheetos and ice cream. Gianna gave me a big hug and wanted to sit on my lap. Honestly, there are about six good reasons to stay away from that. And said, Jill would kill me, he said. Was she like a psycho killer? For giving George Floyd's daughter, 6-year-old daughter, Cheetos, chocolate milk, and ice cream. During then, she vomited all over the Resolute desk. Not really. I just made that part up. And then the White House press people set it up so that the media can't get clean audio of him because, you know, he's impaired. He's impaired in many ways. There was a riot in Seattle. Do we have some riot in Seattle stuff? I think we have some riot in, because there was another riot in Seattle to honor the death of George Floyd. They're attacking the police. They're burning dumpsters. They love burning dumpsters. I guess it's the evidence or something. And riots in Seattle to honor George Floyd because, and again, one riot on Capitol Hill, and it's in the Washington Post every single day, multiple times. And last night they declared a riot in Seattle again. And I don't even know, you can't even count them. Well, you know, there are not numbers large enough to go to the number of riots that the Democrats have perpetrated. So let's take a break here. We've also got the events that transpired in George Floyd Plaza, as we refer to it, in Minneapolis, where there have been multiple shootings and murders since George Floyd in this no-go zone because the left radicals have taken it over. They won't allow the police in. So it's a killing field, and someone else was shot yesterday because, you know, Democrats. And we've got that coming up. Pretty amazing stuff. And then lots of statistics, too, that are off the charts across the country. And, you know, let me just say, if Black Lives Mattered, .. or as Joe Biden would say, .. we're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Yeah, oh, I made a mistake earlier. I apologize. It was Portland last night where they had the Democrats were rioting and attacking the police and burning things. which is perfectly normal Democrat Party behavior. Mob violence is perfectly normal in 2021 in the United States of America, and it is, with a single exception, at the Capitol on January 6th, it is always the left, always Democrat Party supporters, mobs, violent criminal mobs of Democrats, sacking and looting city after city from coast to coast. Police declare riot in Portland as protesters mark 1 year since George Floyd death. Riot erupts in Portland on anniversary of George Floyd murder. Police declare riot, make multiple arrests in Portland because of the violent criminal Democrat Party mobs once again rioting, which they do a great deal of. And then there was this this moment where reporters were doing live stuff. They were doing live stuff on television, and suddenly gunfire, you know, broke out. Gunfire rarely breaks out gradually. It almost always breaks out suddenly. Just want to point that out. Gunshots heard near George Floyd Square. That's what they call it, on anniversary of death. They should have a monument to that pregnant woman that he held at gunpoint, don't you think? Bystanders at a Minneapolis intersection where George Floyd died ducked for cover Tuesday as the sound of gunshots rang out nearby, taking shelter briefly. The poorly written lead sentence, but there it is. They call it George Floyd Square. It's been declared off limits to the police, and a lot of people have been shot there in the last year, and several people have been murdered within a block or two of there in the last year, but pay no attention. Here's what it sounded like yesterday afternoon. Here's what it sounded like yesterday afternoon when the gunfire erupted in Minneapolis at George Floyd Square.
This bill of comprehensive police reform to be... just got to be careful here with some gunshots. Excuse us.
Oh, a gunfight.
It sounds like gunshots. I'll let you know what this is.
He's clever. That's why
these
he's
seem
a
to
reporter.
Be gunshots.
See, now, like, police are stepping in to try to save people's lives while Democrats are shooting one another. And, you know, possibly lots of random people, maybe lots of random people have been shot, too. Also, you know, the so many people shot and killed, the homicide rate skyrocketing in Minneapolis. Who do you think is being disproportionately impacted by the heat and by the gunfire? Who do you think? I'll give you three guesses. All right. Start. No, wrong. That's wrong. Yeah, remarkable stuff. The commemorating the anniversary of the death. And I've got updates on numbers and why didn't Al Sharpton go visit the hospital when he was there?